The Himalayan peaks are pointing up. The trees on the Himalayan Himalaya, though there is a steep incline, all trees are pointing up. If the trees are not pointing up, if they are parallel to the ground, they will fall down. What Himalayas are telling us, you always must look up, move up in your life. If you are not moving up, you will become irrelevant. You have to move up, there is no option. The circumference around the Himalayas at the base is a big circumference. As you move up, circumference reduces. At the base, lot of freedom in the base camp. Degree of freedom is high. As you start moving up, you become intense in your life. At the base camp, no intensity, casual life. As you start moving up, life becomes intense. And as you start moving up, and degree of freedom also reduces, you know only way is move up. When you reach the summit, you congratulate yourself. It's a worth the effort. Worth the effort, I have reached here. The Himalayan mountain peaks are talking about that one. The Himalaya, everyone goes to the Himalayas, they count, the recognize the mountains by the peaks. They count the peaks, one peak, second, third. They are, only peaks are standing out. They are counting because they are stand alone and stand out. If you want to be recognized in the society, stand out and stand alone. If you get embroiled in the crowd, you will get lost. You become no one, stand out and stand alone. That is Himalaya is talking about. In the Himalayan peaks, though the peaks are the harsh conditions, as you go up, harsh condition, but still at the foothill, the exotic herbs, plants are there, exotic vegetation is there. What it is talking about, Himalayan peaks are there in incline in your life. You are moving up in your life, but still, like Himalaya, you should be of value for others. You have to contribute to the community where you have nourished from. You have gone up in your life, gone up through your practice, but still you should not forget the community where you have come from. It has nourishing trees, nourishing, rivers are flowing. The Himalayan condition is so severe at the top, but at the base, rivers are flowing. It is nourishing the rivers, others to flow. You are going up in your life, however challenging is your life, harsh condition, but rivers are flowing, you should be value for others. Not to say that I am going through the tough time, I can't contribute. As you are going tough time, but still at the base, your rivers are flowing and so many communities are nourished, you should be of value. Not to say that I am having a tough time, I can't do that one. And Himalayan mountain, at the foothill, it is warmer than at the top. It is saying that a top is cooler. In our personality also, your feet must be warm and head must be cool. Not the other way around, hot head and cool feet. What it is saying that you should be active in your life. When you are active, feet are warm and mind should be calm, serene. Through practice, handle the challenges. Tough time comes, serene. Himalaya is saying cool-headedness. worm feet, it is talking about that one. And Himalaya, it is talking about when it is going up, it is the going up, the able to go up, it is going up, still nourishing so many cattle. And in Himalayas, at the foothills, so many animals are there, cattle are there, and other vegetations are there, but it is going up. How it is doing? It is saying that you also must have two chambers in your life. One is an inner chamber, it is intense, it is going up, intense, conditions are severe. Have inside is an inner chamber, outside you are available for the community. Outside you are available for the community, inside it is for your private chamber. You should have that one private chamber. If the mountains are not there, there won't be any valley. There won't be any valley. To have the valley, you mountain Himalaya should be there. If there is no inner chamber, if you are not having an inner chamber, only the outer chamber, only outbound activity, you cannot sustain, you will burn out. You will burn out in no time. To stay relevant, you must have an inner chamber. Then only you can sustain, otherwise you will burn out, you can't survive. The inner chamber must be there. The Mooladhara Chakra has four petals. Swadhisthana has six petals. Manipura has 10 petals. And Anahata Chakra at the heart center, 12 petals. Vishuddha Chakra, 16 petals. Here is 1000 petals. Petals indicates freedom. As you move up, your consciousness moves up, freedom in your life increases. The freedom increases. If you are only at the base, you have no freedom in your life. Only the outer show. Only the outer show. And to have the freedom, you have to move up. As you move up, degree of freedom in your life increases. Degree of freedom increases. Move up, elevate your consciousness to experience the freedom. The shop floor person has no freedom, but the owner of the company has freedom. Freedom to experience the freedom, you, like that, you have to move up. As you move up, your freedom, the shop floor person only does what is been told. There is no freedom. As you go up, you experience the freedom in your life. Move up to experience the freedom. To move up in your life, in the Himalayan mountain, it is talking about you have to move, travel light. If you have a heavy baggage, you can't go up on the top. Travel light, not to be too possessive of your name and fame. That baggage, it won't allow you to go up. Travel light, become nobody. Become nobody in your life to experience the freedom. The pilgrimage, why we go on a pilgrimage to Himalayas, in Himalayas, you become nobody. You are not sleeping on in your own bed. You are not getting what your daily routine comforts. You become nobody. When you become nobody, you have offloaded all your excess baggage. When you have offloaded your excess baggage, you can travel higher in your life. And Himalaya is talking about the Himalayan salt. On the Himalayan salt is there. That Himalaya was there in the ocean before. That salt, it was picked up from the ocean. It has come upon the Himalaya. So it has traveled all the way from the ocean up. Now things may be there, tomorrow may not be there. not to be too proud or not too depressed about what you have, what you don't have. And salt is found from the ocean on the Himalayan top. So what is there, what is not there, it is things can change. Things can change the Himalaya. The Himalaya, the another name of Himalaya is called as Himalaya. Hema means gold. In Mahabharata, after the war, Yudhishthira wanted the funds to run the kingdom. He approached Vedavyasa. Vedavyasa asked him to go to Himalayas. The Pandavas, along with the army, went there with elephants, camels, horses, bullock cart. They brought unimaginable amount of gold, precious stone from Himalayas. They got, it is, Mahabharata says, Himalaya is Himalaya. It is not, many things are not revealed to human eyes. It is there. It is there, Himalaya. They rebuild the territory by at the advice of Vedavyasa. Many things in Himalayas are not revealed to the ordinary eyes. They are not competent enough. What they will do, yogis go and meditate on Himalayas, indicating wealth is nothing for me. That I want to stand above the wealth. It should not be a temptation. They meditate on that one, contemplate on that one. They contemplate on Himalayas, steady, outer, no disturbance. I am not getting tempted by anyone. My mind is tuning up, like Himalayan peaks are pointing up. My mind is tuned to the higher possibilities in my life. I am tuning myself to the higher possibilities. I want to move up. I don't want to stop halfway. I want to move up. I want to move up in my life. The Himalaya is talking about you have to move up in your life. And Himalaya is an inspiration. Inspiration for not for now alone, for centuries, for thousands of centuries, seekers around the world are drawn to Himalayas. The Himalayas, they are drawn towards the Himalayas for meditation. They want to experience the Himalaya. Hema means not only the outer gold. They want to experience the real treasure within. And the real treasure within. I will touch upon another dimension of Himalaya next week.